FM 90.3 WJTL Apollo LTD on the way up. Tree 63, blessed be your name, after grace you know. Hey, good morning. It's 7:21. Clouds and rain for our Thursday. High 54 tonight. That clouds and rain could mix with snow. Low 30. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, cold. We could even see a flurry. It's going to be blustery. High 41 for the weekend. Saturday, sunny, cold. High 42. Sunday, a little warmer, partly sunny. High 53. Right now, overcast and 50.
And Fred, I'd like to thank these business listeners for believing in the ministry here at WJTL. The Merchandiser, Advertiser, Penny Saver, and Community Courier, published by Engel Printing and Publishing Company, now in your mailbox and online. Visit townlively.com/read to discover what's happening in Lancaster, York, and Chester counties in the Hershey Middletown area, and Mark Martin Motors in Mannheim. 200 late model mileage pickup truck.
There you go.
SUVs are also in stock, and they serve customers like family. MarkMartinMotors.com.
Our friends Bethany and Katie from Sight and Sound hanging us out with us this morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good to have you guys are so much fun to be with.
You guys are fun too, so it kind of goes both ways.
And say hi to our friends at Sight and Sound, because we were playing the Sight and Sound Mennonite game, which is who all do we know and who are we related to. So Katie Miller is the communications manager at Sight and Sound Theaters. And Katie, you were telling us a little bit earlier about what's going on and what's happening. And the big thing you guys are working on now is your big Christmas show.
Yes, Miracle of Christmas opened this past weekend. And it's such a special show because it's one of our longest running shows. It first premiered in 1996, which is just crazy.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, we've made lots of changes and updates throughout the years.
You were probably in middle school with John Stafieri as your youth pastor at
John Stafieri is my youth pastor. Literally, when Miracle of Christmas was on stage. But it's become such a tradition for families, especially, like, I think it's one even in the local community that so many people have such an emotional attachment to. Like, it brings all the warm and fuzzies. And what's really cool is that it's been around for so long that those that maybe experienced it as a kid, as a teenager, like, what we are constantly hearing is the letters and the notes of, like, and now I'm bringing my kids and having this experience, which
awesome.
Is like, when we hear stuff like that, it's like, oh my word, really? Like, it just, I think we just continue to be so surprised.
Yes.
And like, the fact that we get to be a part of people's Christmas and holiday celebrations is just completely overwhelming and exciting. Yeah. We love it.
But I'm imagining you're also always changing it, updating it, adding new things. So what's a little bit different this year as far as the show?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is just still the traditional show that we've had, but we always have new animals that have joined, and of course, like, new cast members that are part of things, and so it continues to just always feel like a brand new, fresh show, even though it's been one that's been running for a long time.
How often can people see it? How often does it go on?
We have shows Tuesday through Saturday from now through December 28th.
Okay, and if they want to get tickets?
Sight-sound.com.
Very cool. Bethany Sechrist is with us. She plays Mary in The Miracle of Christmas. You told us earlier about some of the fun stuff you do, and I know people probably see you on stage, and you become Mary. But is there any funny, like, stories or any funny things that happens maybe off stage or backstage that you could share with us?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. Pretty much every day. So as Mary specifically, it's a pretty challenging and demanding role. You're on stage pretty much from the beginning to the end.
And are you doing every show?
Yes, I do. I do get a little break on a Saturday, which is great. My understudy will go in one show, one of those three shows. So that's really great, which is awesome for both of us. So, But so we call it the Mary Marathon, which is in Act One. And it's truly almost about 20 minutes just straight of just running from one side of the stage to the other and running out in the house and running down and singing. And
literal marathon.
You're actually in great shape.
And it's not a small theater. I just have to say that. These women are amazing.
It's a good workout.
and I ran to Hershey's and got lunch.
Exactly.
And then I went Strasburg Railroad.
Yes. Yeah. So that's a daily challenge. And then just yesterday, I mean, you know, we work with live animals.
Right.
And with live animals, there's always going to be something that happens, and often very comedic. And just yesterday, we have a scene where I'm laying out some of these little bed rolls, and we tie up the donkey. And I go over to this one side of the stage, and Joseph has to come over and continue to kind of unroll these bed rolls. And he goes to do that, and the donkey had picked it up and put it in his mouth. And the audience is just laughing, and you know, I'm pretending to have been so tired that I'm, like, falling asleep over on the other side of the stage, and I'm, like, trying really hard not to laugh because I know what's happening, and he goes over there, and he's trying to pull it out of the donkey's mouth, and at first she, like, won't let him have it, and then finally he gets it, and he's just like, thank you.
Acting.
And the most difficult part is now the director says, could she do that every day?
Exactly, right?
Right, exactly.
You know, that was so good. Do that
they're
again.
So great. I'll tell you, those animals are just, they're pretty amazing. They're really smart, and they definitely keep it fresh in that way. So.
Oh, that's got to be fun for you, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes it, you got to be on your toes.
It's like working with children.
Yes.
So how many shows do you do a week as Mary?
So as a week, I'll do 10 shows a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's very cool. Check it out, sight-sound.com. And Katie, as far as after the Miracle of Christmas, what is going to be coming up in 2020 for Sight Sound?
We are incredibly excited about next year. We have, for the very first time, premiering Queen Esther in March. And
wow.
So this show is going to be beautiful and spectacular and just completely immersive in that you're going to be able to be in the city of Susa and this beautiful Persian Empire being a part of it. So we're super excited for that show. And then we also have Jesus going into movie theaters for a nationwide event over the week of Easter. And so if you didn't get a chance to catch Jesus when it was on stage the last 2 years, you still have another chance. And we're super excited just about the ministry of the show, the story of the show. It's mm-hmm. the greatest rescue story of all time. And the opportunity that we have to have that nationwide the week of Easter, it just feels like a really special thing that's coming down
the pike.
That is
special.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Well, check it out. Find out all about Esther. Find out all about Jesus, the movie. And find out, of course, about the Miracle of Christmas and celebrate Christmas with our friends from Sight and Sound. Bethany and Katie, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, we loved having you. We're going to play a song for you, Bethany. This is Danny Gokey's version of Mary, Did You Know? We're playing Christmas music early just for you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Go to sight-sound.